Wisconsin's exports to Vietnam have gone up 55% in the last year. Vietnam already imports about $6.5 million a year in dairy products from the state and $9 million a year in soybeans. Bransel says guaranteeing the quality of Wisconsin's exports was a major topic of discussion during the ambassador's visit.
If we just distribute a product and don't help them to safeguard it from disease or other kinds of problems, there won't be long-term sustainable marketing opportunities there. So we're committed to making sure that we have people in place to help them with products.
Wisconsin ginseng growers met with the Vietnamese ambassador this week in an effort to sell more of their crop, which is now competing with Korean ginseng for a larger share of the Vietnamese market. Ambassador Nguyen Quoc Quang says he is also hoping to send more Vietnamese students to the University of Wisconsin. He wants to maintain a long tradition of educational and research exchange between Vietnam and the university that began in the 1980s with the help of Professor Judith Ladinsky, who founded the U.S. Committee for Scientific Cooperation with Vietnam.
With her assistance and guidance, hundreds of Vietnamese students were able to study at universities in the United States, especially at Madison and also La Crosse. I think that an individual can make a big, big difference. Leave a legacy.
Ladinsky died in January, and the ambassador attended a special memorial service for her this past Sunday in Madison. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.